Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yo, what's going on, Winning Shot family? Listen, man, it's John. I'm back here with our NFL Week 1 recap, as well as a Week 2 preview for this upcoming week as well. We had a very eventful weekend in the first week of the NFL season. So I'm going to get right into it. I'm not going to belabor the time. I'm not going to dilly, not going to dally. This is a lot we got to get into. I know we're going to keep it quick. We're going to keep it short. So let's get straight into it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to start my Baltimore Ravens. Because I want to address that first. The Ravens played Sunday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills, and unfortunately, I can finally say this now, we did lose 41-40 in a crazy comeback win for the Buffalo Bills. It really had me so upset watching that game, really because the Ravens looked absolutely phenomenal in the first 3.5 quarters of that game, and I think it was really more frustration on the fact that again, we have blown a crazy lead. I mean, we just looked dominant from start to finish. Lamar Jackson came out 14 for 19, 209 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and a rushing touchdown as well. 3 total touchdowns for him on the day for 6 carries, 70 yards. Derrick Henry came out the gate swinging. 18 carries for 169 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, Zay Flowers had a career day, 7 receptions for 143 yards and a touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins, 2 catches for 35 yards and a touchdown. I mean, the offense really just looked really, 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 really solid all day. Now, you may say, well, how in the world did y'all lose that game, John? Well, I'm about to tell you right now. The defense, we got some work to do, fellas, on that defense side of the ball in Baltimore. I was, you know, ranting and raving all summer about, you know, 5 far first round picks in the secondary and how we were going to be locked down and all the things were going to happen. But Josh Allen and that offense that they ran Sunday in the second half of that game, like I said, really was just crazy. Now, against the running attack, we stopped the run really well. But passing the ball, I believe they had almost 400 to 500 passing yards, which is absolutely insane. But if you watch Baltimore last year, it's very reminiscent of what we saw early on. But I thought we kind of fixed a lot of those issues coming into this season, but it did not seem to be the case as we once again wound up losing this game. So very hurtful, very, you know, disheartening. But I will say this, we scored 40 points, which is one of the highest point totals in the NFL for Week 1. So offensively, I'm very optimistic that we can continue on that trend just because, once again, we have Lamar Jackson, we have Derrick Henry, we have Zay Flowers. And I try to tell people, you know, in the offseason to be wary of this offense because, once again, I mean, we knew we were going to be dominant on the ground. But Lamar, once again, has become a very efficient passer. He looks to pass first. And as you saw, once again, I mean, he was just dialing it up. He had a 94 QBR rating. And so, you know, he's just very efficient, just very MVP-like. Once again, coming into the season, very MVP-like. And I believe had the defense shown up in the same way as they pretty much they did a good job of the majority of the game until they got towards the end. And they kind of just started giving it up in regards to the passing. So, yeah, like I said, Josh was 33 for 46 with 394 yards passing, 2 passing touchdowns. He also had a rushing touchdown, a 14 carry for 30 yards, and 2 rushing touchdowns, excuse me. So, I mean, he also had a very, very good day as well. We allowed him to kind of just go absolutely crazy. So, I'm going to leave that game alone and, you know, let that be what it was. You know, the Ravens lost for 0-1 to start the season, and we'll discuss who is next for us coming up in this upcoming week. The next game, you know, like I said, we had a lot of games to highlight. A lot of good games, a lot of games that I kind of knew the outcome of, so I won't touch on those, but I will touch on some of the bigger matchups. Another one that's really big was the Jets and the Steelers. As you know, as a Ravens fan, I'm an avid Steelers hater. So I really want nothing to go well for them. However, Aaron Rodgers came out, had a very, very, very good day in his Steeler debut. He was 22 for 30 with 244 passing yards and four touchdowns through the air. He was just dicing up that Jets defense up and down the field. His leading receiver was DK Metcalf, who was once again the newest addition at wide receiver in Pittsburgh. Four catches for 83 yards, no touchdowns. However, he had a very good supporting cast in Calvin Austin, who went 4 for 70. He also has some other guys. I'm not too sure of who they are, but they all caught touchdowns. So, and of course, once again, another guy with Pat Freiermuth, but he did not score either. Very efficient. And then defensively as well, that Pittsburgh defense, once again, will always be tough. And so they had a very, very, very good defensive game as also led by, of course, you got the main guys, Mr. Highsmith, TJ Watt. You got some new guys. You had Deshaun Elliott. You got Patrick Queen. You got Peyton Wilson, Cam Hayward still out there. And, of course, the newest guy, Mr. Jalen Ramsey, who, if you did not watch at the end of that game, called game by breaking up a 4th and 5 that on a pass that was intended for Mr. Garrett Wilson. Those two were battling all day long. But that play was really sealed the win. Once again, that's 4th and 5. And so really sealed the win for Pittsburgh in New York. So they start the season 1-0. We'll move on next to the Buccaneers and the Falcons game. A lot of games were really close on Sunday. Buccaneers and Falcons, another close game, divisional game, 23-20 win by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Very close game, but Baker Mayfield was doing his thing. He was 17 for 32 with 167 passing yards and 3 touchdowns. Two of those touchdowns came to the rookie, Emeka Ogbuka, who was from Ohio State. The rookie young man, he had a great game, 4 catches for 67 yards and 2 touchdowns. And, of course, he had to get Mike Evans involved with 5 catches for 51 yards. And then Mr. Bucky Irvin, the running back, had a good day, had a touchdown through the air as well and had 37 yards on the ground. So they did enough to get those boys a win in Atlanta. So going into hostile territory in Atlanta. But we're also going to talk about Michael Penix a little bit. His day wasn't as efficient, but it was still, a productive first start for him. Bijan Robinson was the leading receiver with 6 catches for 100 yards and a touchdown. Michael Penix overall was 27 for 42 with 298 and a touchdown. Michael Penix also did run for a touchdown, so he had a combined total of 2 total touchdowns on the day in that particular game. So as we move on throughout the season, I'd be very intrigued to see how he is able to use his talents to, help the city of Atlanta and the Falcons as an organization kind of get to where they're trying to get to. I was very, not surprised, but I was very, what's the word I want to use? I was satisfied as well as, let's just say happy with his performance. Okay. Let's talk about the Bengals. The Bengals have been starting out slow for the past couple of years. They played the Cleveland Browns, a divisional opponent, and they squeaked out a victory, 17-16. If you know anything about the AFC North, man, it's always close. Our games are always close no matter who we're playing within our division. It's usually a pretty close game. Joe Burrow came out 14 for 23, 113 yards and a touchdown. Chase Brown had a touchdown on the ground with 21 carries and 43 yards. The wide receivers, who you think usually are pretty big for them, had a very, very lackluster day. T. Higgins, 3 catches for 33 yards, and then Jamar Chase only had 2 catches for 26 yards. I believe they both turned it up, but usually typical to typical Bengals fashion, they started off rather slow as it pertained to the season itself. The 49ers, another team that I was, wanted to talk about in regards to how they would come out in the season. They did come out and get a win in Seattle, 17-13. Once again, a divisional game. We see it once again, week one, a lot of divisional games, they're all super close, as you can only imagine, because you play these teams every single year, at least twice a year, right? Brock Purdy. Listen, I was talking about Brock this year and him getting his money and was it going to be worth it and all things like that. We're going to talk about it here in a minute. But Brock did go 26 for 35 with 277 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Christian McCaffrey, who was back in the lineup after we didn't know whether he was going to be back, after the week of injuries, decided to come back with 22 carries and 69 rushing yards. And then Ricky Parcell, who was their second round pick last year, came out, had a very good day, actually 4 catches for 108 yards. So that was a very good outing for him, who has played his first game, if I'm not mistaken, in this new offense, because he's pretty much the leading receiver out there in San Fran right now, with injuries to Brandon Ayuk and then the trade to Debo. Of course, you had, you know, George Kittle, who scored a touchdown, 4 catches for 25 yards. And then Christian McCaffrey was also in the air with 9 receptions for 73 yards as well. Like I said, it was a super close game for them. Wasn't too much happening on the Seahawks side outside of Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who had 9 catches for 124 yards. So, like I said, I'm interested to see how they pushed you on throughout the season also. The last game we'll highlight, well, the last two games that we'll highlight will be the Packers and the Lions, who played that. I watched this game. The Packers looked really, really, really good. Obviously, with the addition of Micah Parsons, who did get a sack in his first game in Green Bay. Man, he looked really good out there on that defense. They wreaked havoc all day. I thought on the Detroit Lions, so much so they wound up winning that game 27-13. And so, as you can only imagine, man, the headlines that were on this week were like, whoa, you know, we thought the Packers were going to be, you know, good, but they look really good. And if you remember last week, I picked the Lions to win this division. Well, listen, I'm going to have to hold true to my pick, but I can easily see the Packers winning this division now, especially after seeing the Vikings and the Bears this past Monday night on football as well, which was also a super close game. J.J. McCarthy wound up leading the boys to a victory after I thought he was going to be super bad. He did start off super bad in that game, but he turned it around and wound up leading them back to a victory. I believe it's 27-24. In Chicago. But after what I saw Sunday from Green Bay and Detroit, I don't think that the Vikings will be able to keep up with either one of them or the Bears in this division. So I think the Packers will actually probably wind up winning this division unless something changes for the Detroit Lions and quickly. Last game we'll touch on is the Rams and the Texans. So this game was big because Matthew Stafford, who had once again had been injured throughout the entirety of training camp, came back and was able to play in this game. He did have a decent outing with 21 of 29, very efficient, with 245 passing yards and a touchdown. Kyren Williams, 18 carries for 66 yards and a touchdown. And of course, the leading receiver was Puka Nacua with 10 catches, 130 yards, no touchdowns. And then right behind him was Devontae Adams with 4 catches, 51 yards and a touchdown as well. So as I mentioned earlier, I think that the Rams had the best opportunity to win this division. One, because they are healthy now, it seems as so, and the 49ers have gotten injured. The Seattle Seahawks don't look that good right now. That things can always change. It's week one, right? But as you head into week two and think about that and think about division winners, I believe that we'll continue to see a trend that the Rams will continue to get better. Speaking of the Texans, CJ Stroud, man, he was 19 for 27 with 188 yards and an interception, no touchdowns. Nick Chubb looked pretty good in his Houston debut, 13 carries for 60 yards. And then receiving, Jaden Higgins led the receiving team for the Texans with 2 catches for 32 yards. In that division, let's talk about the Colts, man. I think the Colts were a surprise team for me in regards to them being good. They played the Miami Dolphins and blew them out in week one. I mean, Daniel Jones, let's pull up some numbers. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. I know I want to do Colin some justice because he is a Colts fan, but I also want to talk because the Broncos, who beat the Tennessee Titans 20-12 last week, will play this upcoming week the Indianapolis Colts. Like I said, the Colts wind up beating the Dolphins, who I told y'all I really just wasn't feeling that good about them, just because of a plethora of things. But this butt kicking that they suffered to the hands of the Indianapolis Colts, 33-8, really showed me it's been a long season for those guys. Daniel Jones came out and went 22 for 29. With 279 passing yards and a touchdown. Daniel Jones also had 2 rushing touchdowns on 7 carries for 26 yards, with Jonathan Taylor leading the team in rushing with 18 carries and 71 yards. Michael Pittman Jr. was the leading receiver with 6 catches, 80 yards, and a touchdown. So, as you can see, like I said, the ball was going around to a plethora of guys on that team. And so the Colts, you know, were able to get that dub, and easily so. Really shut down the Dolphins and what they were trying to do out there. The stats really speak for themselves. Tua had a terrible game, 14 for 23, 114 yards, a touchdown and 2 interceptions. That touchdown pass went to Devon Achane. Tyreek Hill had 4 catches for 40 yards, and Achane led the team rushing with 7 carries, 55 yards. So Miami has to figure some things out because this is not the way that you want to start the season. It's not the way that you want to kind of go through things with that kind of stain on your name right now. So it's going to be very, very interesting as we push into week 2 and see the storylines and things that can and potentially will develop depending on how this week goes. Now, before I get into week 2, I just want to take a quick break and say, listen, thank y'all for all the support on the podcast. I know that we have been kind of sporadic when it comes to dropping episodes.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's been a lot going on with just guys and lives and jobs and buying homes and starting families and getting married, all the things. So we appreciate y'all continued support, continued love, continued camaraderie and collaboration, and supporting us on the posts that we post on Instagram and TikTok and everywhere else we post on various platforms. We appreciate all the love that y'all continue to do. With that being said, we will continue to put out episodes. We will be here. We will be consistent. I made that promise to y'all as I talked about this We're Back series, and I believe we've been doing that, even if it's just been one of us. So if you just see one of us, I promise you that the content is still coming. The guys are really just working right now, doing various things in their lives for their jobs and for their homes. So we will have a day, and there will be a time where all three of us are back on the screen. But for the moment, we appreciate the love and support as y'all just support me, or if y'all just support Hundo, or if y'all just support Colin in various areas, whether it be Substack, whether it be a YouTube short, whether it be on TikTok or doing like a who's better. We appreciate all of it. Because like I said, there will be a point in time we're all able to get back on here. And let's pray it's very soon. We're trying to get some things worked out with scheduling, but I pray we're back here very soon. So just want to take that quick commercial break and say thank y'all for that. I know I used to do it at the end of the episode, but I really felt compelled to kind of say that right now because I know it's a lot. And it means a lot to us that y'all do that and still support us. So with that being said, let's go ahead and push into week 2, ladies and gentlemen. Because I know that it will be a big, big week here in week 2. There will be some really big matchups. Starting off on tomorrow night, which will be Thursday night, the Green Bay Packers will be playing the Washington Commanders. It will be a huge game. Both teams are 1-0. Both teams, as I mentioned, had good games last week. The Commanders wound up smacking the Giants in New York last week. And so they're on the road again, going to Green Bay. So it'll be a big matchup as Jaden Daniels has the opportunity to go on the road and shows can he, you know, do it again on the road, and can he be that guy, right? And he's already proved that a lot last year, but this will be his first opportunity this year to show on the road on a strong Packers team with Micah Parsons chasing you, can you get it done? Once again, this Packers team, once again, has looked really strong. Offensively, Jordan Love looked really good last week. The defense looked really good last week for Green Bay. So will they be able to keep it up? So this will be a huge matchup to start to set the tone for week 2 for these teams. The Ravens will play the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. Once again, I'm going to do some highlights of what I think are bigger games. I'm not saying the Ravens are a bigger game versus the Browns, but it's a divisional game. We know how divisional games go. I'm expecting as a fan for us to do big things because of what I saw last week, but I also need to see how this defense responds to the adversity that they've been put through throughout this entire week with media noise, with I'm sure people have reached out to them talking crazy. So I need to see how they respond to Cleveland. And I need the response to be loud and honestly in a shutout fashion would be phenomenal. But, you know, as long as we're in the game and it shows that it's not a close win, I'm happy. Another big matchup I think will be happening this week will be the Bengals and the Jags. It won't be super big in regards to the overall scheme of the season. But I think in regards to this particular week, I think this is a pretty big matchup because it's early on in the season. We're able to see both teams are 1-0 right now. Can the Bengals continue on this winning streak, you know, where they're barely winning games? Or will the Jaguars and Travis Hunter, who was supposed to get some more snaps from defense this week, be able to kind of step it up and say, hey, guys, we're going to start off and smack y'all in the mouth or get a win and put ourselves on a road to win this season? The Bills will be going to New York to face the Jets. Another divisional game. Could be close, should be close. The Jets almost beat the Steelers last week. Can they stop Josh Allen? Can they do what the Ravens could not do last week and stop Josh Allen, hold him to a certain amount of points so their offense is able to go up and score as well? The Jets also had pretty efficient on the offense last week against the Steelers. So I believe that they can get it done again. So, because I'm going to give my score predictions, not really score. I'm going to give my game predictions at the end of this episode, but I think that'll be another good matchup there. Some matchups that I also am intrigued upon. Let's see. I would love to see, once again, I know this Colts and Broncos matchup for our podcast specifically will be huge because Hundo's a Broncos fan and Colts fan is Colin. And so those two have been kind of added this week, you know, about who's going to win the game, why they're going to win the game. I'll give my prediction a little bit later on in the pod. Once again, I think that game has the potential to be something also. The last game I speak on, two games I speak on, maybe three games I speak on. So let's do the dang. Yeah, let's just do three games. The last three games I speak on will be this, in this order. I'm going to go from just the order I'm being shown right now. I think that this Eagles-Chiefs game could be huge on the season for the Chiefs. They can't really start this. They can't afford to start the season off 0-2. They really can't. The Eagles, though, are, once again, looking to show they're still dominant. Even after last week, when they had a close game to the Dallas Cowboys, I think they want to come out and show the Super Bowl was not a fluke. We still are that team. We still are dominant. So I think that they will also have something to prove as well. So it's going to be two juggernauts going at each other in week two. Surprises is actually not the Sunday night game. But I believe it will be really big for the winner and for the loser as the season continues to progress. The Vikings and the Falcons, I think, will be another big game in the grand scheme of the NFC, just because I believe both of these teams will be closer to the top of their divisions. And that NFC South, where the Falcons are, is always, you know, super shaky. So with them already being 0-1, they can't really afford to go 0-2 in the same conference. So it really will be an interesting game to see if Michael Penix can come out and be, you know, even more accurate and a better player than he was last week, or will JJ McCarthy be able to start out strong and keep the Vikings going at home on that Sunday night game? Or will the lights be too bright for either one of these young men, and will somebody, you know, piss out their leg? Time will tell us on Sunday. And like I said, I'll tell you what I think here in a little bit. Last game I want to speak on will be the Bucks and the Texans. Once again, it's another matchup where I feel like the Texans really can't afford to go 0-2, not only in their division, but in the conference. So it really will be a testament to CJ Stroud, that team, you know, what they can do offensively and defensively to continue to put themselves in a good position to win a game. They already lost one game away from the crib, so they're at home now. Can they get the job done with the Tampa Bay team who's coming to them? Tampa Bay, on the other hand, once again, really would love to go 0-2 because, once again, puts them in a good place in their division, puts them in a good place just overall. And so in the grand scheme of things, they really, of course, can use this win also. And to say, hey, we need to stay on top of being consistent as a team and as an organization. And Baker Mayfield continues to put up numbers. And these guys who, you know, was it just the week? Everybody really, I think, is coming to prove, was week one a fluke or are we legit? That's what the winners are trying to prove. The losers are trying to say, are we looking to be contenders? Are we looking to rebuild? I think week two will give us a lot of indication of both of those things for these teams. So with all that being said, like I said, I believe week two, we are in for a treat starting on tomorrow, September the 11th, a day that, you know, I think will be, we'll see some good football tomorrow night. And I'll be watching for sure as the Packers and the Commanders play each other. Whew, score predictions. Man, I tell you what, I have been all over the place with these score predictions the past couple weeks between college and the NFL. It's week two. So like I said, it's still super early in the season. So really anything could happen and a lot of things could happen, right? So we're going to see a lot. But I believe I have some predictions that things could happen the way I think they're going to happen. So tomorrow, with tomorrow's game, I think it's probably one of the hardest games to pick behind the Eagles and the Chiefs game. Green Bay is at home against this Commanders team. Jaden Daniels, I think, is a phenomenal quarterback. I had him in my honorable mentions for my top five quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm coming into this season, and I believe that he will continue to show that and prove that as he goes into Green Bay tomorrow night. Like I said, the young man is just super talented. I believe that after last week's game where he was able to go 19 for 30 for 233 yards and a touchdown, and then, you know, he also has some help with Debo back there. Ja'Cory and Crosby Merritt, their other new running back, hadn't heard too much about him till last week, but he had a crazy breakout game for his thing. Debo also led the team in receiving with 7 catches and 77 yards. And so Terry McLaurin is still there. And so I think it gives him more weapons. But once again, you also have on the other side of this, Mr. Jordan Love, who's at the crib. You got to yell out of young guys at receiver, but they're not sorry, right? I think these young men are very good at what they do. I think that once again, you have Micah Parsons on that defense. And I believe that at home, Micah Parsons in front of this home crowd will be the difference. So I'm going to give the edge to the Green Bay Packers in a close one with the Washington Commanders and allow Green Bay to start the season 2-0. Let's push on to Sunday. Sunday, my first game starts off with the Baltimore Ravens. This game will allow us here as a team to say, hey, are we good? Are we bad? I think this game will give us a great litmus test because Cleveland always gives us a run for our money. So I'll say this. All right. Where was I at? Sorry, I had to take a quick personal call. I believe I was talking about maybe the Texans and the Bucs, potentially. But big matchup. So I think a lot can happen in that game, and we'll see what happens here. But week two, I think, will be very, very good for the league. It's going to be a lot happening. Wins and losses will start to mean a lot now, even in week two. Like I said, I know it's early, but things start to stack up. You lose another game, you 0-2. You win another game, you 2-0. You 1-1. A lot needs to happen here in this week. So listen, I pray that y'all are tapped in. I pray y'all are locked in. Like I said, I did not want to come here and be up too long, but I had to come out and get this episode done because I really wanted to make sure I'm keeping my promise to y'all. I'm making sure I'm giving a recap every week, making sure that I am previewing the next week. Oh, did I get my picks? I was giving picks. That's what I was doing. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, y'all. Here we go. My bad. I'm bugging. Packers. I think they'll beat the Commanders at the crib. I think the Ravens will beat the Browns. I believe that the Rams are going to smack the Titans again. They're once again in a developmental year. Give me the Jags versus the Bengals. I don't like division opponents to win. So give me the Jags to go into Cincinnati. Slow start. Slow them down. Close game, but a good win for the Jags. I'm picking the Jets out of pure hate. I'm going to tell you that right now over the Bills. I believe they're still a good team, and I think they can get the job done. So we shall see. My bad, y'all. Yes, I believe the Jets will be able to take care of the Bills at the crib. Division opponent, I think. So I think it's not just out of pure, you know, spite, but I think they'll be able to get that job done too. Let me get the Dolphins and the Patriots. I need to see the injury report for this game, man. Let me see if I can find that real quick as we go into Sunday. Man, Miami can't lose twice in a row. They could, but they shouldn't. Let me get the Dolphins at the crib. Close one against the Patriots. Let me get the Dolphins. Cowboys over Giants. Let me get another one. Game 49ers injury riddled. Saints suck. Mac Jones versus Spencer Rattler. Yuck. Give me the 49ers still. I think the Saints are still just that bad. Give me the 49ers still, even all them injuries. They're going to have to find some way to win that game. Give me the Lions over the Bears. Give me the Seahawks over the Steelers. Let me get the – this is the matchup you want to hear about, Colts fans and Broncos fans. 425, the Broncos will be going to Indianapolis to hand the Colts their first L of the season. Let me get the Denver Broncos and Bo Nix to handle business over the Indianapolis Colts. Let me get the Cardinals to beat the Panthers. Let me get another big matchup. Let me get Philly to make the Chiefs 0-2, go into Kansas City and beat them boys at the crib. Let me get Minnesota to beat the Falcons at home. Monday night, I'm going to go ahead and say that the Texans come back in a close one and beat the Bucks. That's what I say. CJ Stroud and the boys find a way to get it done. And that defense at the house, takes care of business, and a close one against to handle business. And last, I'm going to take the Chargers over the Raiders in Vegas. So that's my week two predictions for y'all. Let me know in the comments what y'all think, if I'm right, if I'm wrong. How y'all think the season is going so far? Once again, I know it's only been 1 week, but how y'all think the season is going so far? And as we push forward into the rest of this season, man, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear all what y'all have to say, what we're going to be talking about, the storylines, the injuries, all the things that make this season a great season and the NFL what it is. I'm so glad, once again, the football is back. Here at the Winning Shot Podcast, we appreciate, once again, I truly appreciate y'all for all the love and support that y'all continue to provide to us as a unit. We can't do it without y'all. And so as we continue to go on, we appreciate the love, the support, the reposts, all of it, the comments. It helps us to grow, helps us to be who we need to be. So thank y'all. We appreciate y'all. And I'll see y'all next week for the week two recap. Peace.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.